Not much more than a stone's throw from the Colosseum in Rome, there is a church called San Clemente. It is under the care of the Irish Dominicans, and it is one of those hidden gems that lie all around that wonderful city. On this single site, thanks to the careful work of archaeologists, it is possible for the visitor to travel through time right down to street level of first century Rome. On the journey back up to the 21st century, the visitor passes through a small house church, a 6th century basilica, and then onto street level, and a church that is around 800 years old. There, on the apse, you are immediately drawn to a truly stunning mosaic depicting the crucifixion. It has been there for all of those 800 years, and is a most persuasive reminder of the value of doing theology through art. The cross is presented as the main trunk of a flourishing vine whose fruitful branches spread wide and extend over the entire wall. In those branches, there are scenes of all human life. Mothers with children, bakers making bread, scholars reading books, artists and craftsmen at work, monks and nuns at prayer. The unnamed genius responsible for this experience of beauty is inviting all who see it to reflect on Jesus' words from the Gospel of John. I am the true vine, and you are the branches. He has taken this image of growth and fruitfulness and wedded it to the cross. A daring move, but one that is utterly consistent with the Easter message of this gospel. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly.